Mary was descended from the line of the prophet Abraham, one chosen by God. When the wife of Imran, a chosen servant from this family, learned that she was to have a child, she turned to God and prayed, and dedicated the child to be born to God. My Lord, I have pledged to you what is in my womb, devoting it to your service. Please accept my prayer. You are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. When she was born, the family gave the child the name Maryam, Mary in English. The name Mary means someone who is always worshiping God. Like the other members of the family of Imran, Mary was also a devout servant with a sincere belief in and wholehearted devotion to God. Mary was most virtuous, a role model for all Muslim women. God chose Mary for a sacred duty. She was the blessed individual who would give birth to the Prophet Jesus. In the Quran, God has revealed that at a certain age, Mary departed from her family and withdrew to a deserted region towards the east. At that time, God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary, who imparted glad tidings to her. This is revealed thus in the Quran. I am only your Lord's messenger so that he can give you a pure boy. She said, How can I have a boy when no man has touched me, and I am not an unchaste woman? Gabriel replied that God has the power to do anything and that he needs only to say, be, and it is. Thus it was that by a miracle from God, Mary conceived the Prophet Jesus, although untouched by human hand. Hazreti İsa'ya hamile kaldı. Your Lord says that it is easy for me. It is so that we can make him a sign for humanity and a mercy from us. It is a matter already decreed. So she conceived him and withdrew with him to a distant place.